Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
They tell me my name is Rob.
They tell me my name is Shmebulok. Also known as Scott. But mostly Shmebulok.
Shmebulok is my legal name. Scott's just my nickname.
Esquire.
Attorney at law.
Bird mad.
Sorry, we're doing Harvey Birdman jokes there.
Oh man.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Fuck it.
We've been having a good time already, so gentlemen, have you been this last week?
I'm not
what are you doing, but have you been?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
You know. It's that time of year, work gets busy.
Yes.
It's fun, but tired times. Ready for a lot of gaming and not doing anything else. I am not wearing pants tomorrow. You cannot make me. Don't even fucking try.
I don't wear pants, but I do wear like just gym shorts,
mm-hmm.
and it's comfortable. It's easy to move, maneuverable.
Are you gonna wear the intermediary layer between the pants and?
Yes, there will be some form of pant on, but it will be the under type.
Okay, I was just trying to figure out for Connor's sake right now.
What?
Why?
Yeah, whatever. Because if you sat on that couch naked, I don't want to sit on that couch ever again.
Yeah, well, me sitting on the couch in the future naked doesn't affect Connor now. It's have I ever sat on the couch naked ever?
Yeah, that's the part that, yeah. Don't answer that question.
His balls have clearly made contact with that cushion.
Leave me out of this conversation about that.
Where you are,
I don't want to know that though. So,
like, he was probably watching like Lisa Ann
Connor,
or Mila
I can
Khalifa.
Tell you that has not happened.
Good,
you're
good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I would not lie to you.
Thank you.
I would have rather told you nothing,
and I would have appreciated that more.
Yeah, but I feel like knowing that it's never happened is easier. That's, you know.
You can be safe in knowing, too, that in my apartment, no services, with the exception of the place where I sleep, have had that pleasure, possibly.
I appreciate that, since I have slept on a surface in your house.
Yes.
That is a couch.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That couch is, it's been loved, but, you know.
Not by me.
That's great.
Not by me.
No.
Well,
so we've been great.
Everybody's you shouldn't touch a lot of places in my apartment now, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, what the fuck did you play? You got a show for us this week, sir? I should have asked. I apologize.
It was the Emmys this past week. You want to describe a show?
Nope. Not that.
We'll end up probably talking about some of that too, yeah.
The show I want to talk about is a show that I was watching a little bit of last week. So, I mean, like, we could wait. So it's up to you guys if you want to wait or if you want to hear it right now.
What do we?
Yeah, sure. Usually we start this thing out with you talking about it.
All right,
then
cool.
we lead into us doing our actual job of talking about video games.
True. Yeah. So
I've been told this is everyone's favorite part by one of our valued listeners.
Good. So I've been watching. I started up Supernatural because I've been looking for a long show that I can just watch and have on the background that I've already watched most of, basically. So Supernatural is a very long television show. It is currently just putting out trailers for its 12th season, which is coming out soon. Yes.
Oh, God, I still love Supernatural.
Oh man,
still not bad.
It is such a fun time. When I originally watched it, I got up to season, I want to say 8.
It was 8 because we talked about it yesterday.
Okay, season 8. I think I watched a little bit of 9, but it was coming out at the time, and I, for some reason, don't like watching television shows while they're coming out because it's such a fucking pain in the ass to keep up with them. I like focus on one show, and it's usually like The Flash and then Game of Thrones, and like those are the two I kind of just like hone in on.
But the only other example I would say that I do pay attention to is any Netflix release, because just give it to me.
I mean, you could just binge.
Luke Cage in a week.
Yeah, Luke Cage comes out in a week, by the way. Stoked.
There's been a couple of places that do like online content solely that have released like episodic content in week-long periods, and I'm like, nope, I'm not.
Halo fucking loves to do that, and since I was addicted to Halo back in college, it was the perfect thing for me, because I could just sit there and binge on Halo and be like, next week I'm going to keep doing it anyway, so fucking give me more.
New shows begin this week. Lucifer's back for season 2. The Good Place premieres tonight, and I'm really looking forward to that show.
So Supernatural. Supernatural is great. It's a fun ass time.
I like when you describe things as fun ass time.
Yeah, it's a fun ass time.
I don't really know what that means,
so
but
it's
it intrigues
an ass
me.
Time, which I don't know what that means really, but it's a fun one of those. So it's good.
Do you find that ass time tends to be good, or is it not normally good unless it's fun? Like, is there a negative ass time?
Okay, get me a charger.
Yeah, badass time. No, wait, because badass is great. A good,
is a
good thing.
That's kind of a cool thing. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. What is the password here that I'm gonna have you type in because we are
no
you're gonna
say
cut
it
this.
But I'm gonna beep it out because I gotta cut it anyway to get out of the
other. You need to go to
stuff.
other
capital S Skynet.
Capital S Skynet. Space or no space?
No space.
WPA.
WAP 2.
Password. Probably should have asked for that like weeks ago.
I'm gonna find a way to bleep all that, and it's gonna be awful sounding, but it'll be great.
The security,
Connor, I challenge you to find actually a very hilarious noise for that period.
What do you mean, like?
I don't know what I mean. I'm giving you full rein to figure out how to cover up
my
Wi-Fi and password.
So you're telling me that even though I don't have a real soundboard in front of me, I can basically do soundboard-esque antics?
This is your permission right now to do that. I am happier about that than you allowing
my
Wi-Fi and password to go out in the world.
Yes. Well, if you're here with us now, I'm sure I put something great in there.
Why aren't you mirroring? Oh, there we go. Turn off AirPlay mirroring to the thing.
I literally just talked about this. You should show you how to do it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. Pain in the butthole.
Fractured butt.
Pain in the fractured butt.
God
delayed hole.
Playing on back. You want to... Sorry, folks, for the technical issues. We're trying to stream something.
Cut some of this out too. So vicious.
You don't know my orifices.
You're right. You might go reach it, or you can go.
It was playing a second ago. Is it doing it? Come on, play the thing. Play the thing for me.
The Wi-Fi password in my apartment has nothing to do with anything, so it's fun.
Yeah,
I love giving it to people because the last two numbers in it are 69, so.
Is all this being bleeped out or no?
No, I mean, like, I'm going to cut some of that out probably, but.
I don't know why it's
I'm definitely not bleeping. I'm going to put in a an array. You know that thing when you start to speak and you want to say...
Words don't come out.
No. Words come out, but you want to say two different synonyms and you end up just fucking combining them.
So it stops doing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just tried to say variety and array and I said
variety.
Yeah, variety. or Veray, I think.
Swipe to the side. Batcave. I'll probably mirror it,
but whatever. I think we'll be good.
Come on.
Come on, stream.
Yeah, girl, there you go.
You got it, girl.
Buffer. All right, so you were talking about Supernatural. Keep
yes.
going. We'll see if this works or not. If not, I'll just watch the game on mute on my phone.
I watched season one, and I'm a few episodes into season two right now. But before I watched this, season eight, that was probably like 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
So. It's a show about two brothers, Sam and Dean. Sam and Dean. I see. I say it that way because that's kind of the way that I feel like you should talk when you're talking about Supernatural.
Okay.
Two
they
brothers.
Kansas.
Two brothers. Yeah. That's the way that what's his face? Jensen, Ackles talks. Yeah. That's the way basically that Dean talks. So there's Sam and Dean. Their mother was murdered by a demon. Who, you know him by...
Yellow Eyes.
Yeah, Yellow Eyes. His real name's Azazel, but we'll get to that later. I'm not really going to talk too far into this because I really don't remember too much.
There are 12
seasons
and it took you 40 minutes to describe Game of Thrones and it was 6.
I'm going off what I remember here. So season 1.
Good luck.
Season 1 basically starts off, you watch their mother die and then, you know, Sam's in college and you're like, all right, great. Sam's doing good. And then his brother shows up and he's like, Dad's missing. We got to find him.
Shit.
So they go to try to find Dad. They end up getting into some trouble. They solve a spooky mystery. Because that's basically what Supernatural is.
Spooky.
It's Sam and Dean solving some spooky mysteries.
It's like Scooby-Doo, except for adults.
Yes, exactly.
Scooby-Doo-Doo.
Yep. Because the monsters, instead of being old Mr. Jenkins and Mrs. whatever the fuck down the street, it's actually some monsters.
It's monsters?
Yes, they're monsters.
Getting real.
It's monsters and also some crazy people.
Crazy people.
Fucking crazies. The fucking benders.
The fucking benders suck. So season 1 is mostly Monster of the Week, which if you've watched X-Files, Monster of the Weeks are the best. They're great. Think an entire, like, Stranger Things, but crammed into one episode. That's kind of what a Monster of the Week is. So it's great. It's a fun time. Season 2 kind of starts off that way, but we got into some demon shit at the end of season 1, and Dad died at the beginning of season 2, so man, shit.
Nanny boy.
We meet some other hunters along the way. What?
Mom and Dad?
Mom's dead. Mom was pinned to the wall, pinned to the ceiling.
Aww.
Stomach was cut open, and then the fire was started, like, either in her body her body.
All right.
Yeah. No, it's like first episode, like two minutes into the first episode.
Bad shit happens to her.
Yeah, dude. Man.
Bad shit happens to everyone in this show, to be totally honest.
If you are a female character, your life expectancy is 20 minutes.
Yeah. Aww. Well, except for Ellen and Joe, who are other hunters that, Sam and Dean meet.
Yeah, your life expectancy was 5 seasons.
Along with this nuts guy named Gordon and their buddy Bobby Singer, who was named because one of the producers of the show's name is Robert Singer. He was a lazy character who turned into a fan favorite, and he's the fucking man. Bobby Singer.
Ash.
Ash. Ash is mullet.
Pokemon?
Ash has a mullet, and he literally says in the first episode that you see him, it's all business in the front. Party in the back, and in your head you go, that's the fucking most stereotypical thing. Boo.
Boo.
But like out loud you're like, that's what I did. So they solve crimes, they solve murder mysteries, it's a fun ass time. Again, it's the most fun ass time.
Fun-ass
I told
time.
You that, and I'm gonna reiterate that fact throughout this telling.
I really like this. I like, fun ass. Okay.
So we're past the point where I'm gonna really follow what I've remembered. So.
Okay.
At some point, they find the yellow eyes demon and
Is his name still Azazel?
His name is Azazel, yeah. And there are kids like Sam who kind of have developed psychic powers. Sam can, like, see things from the future and move things with his mind. The other people can do different things, too. There's a guy who can convince you to do anything he wants by just saying it. So he basically puts them in a fucking battle royale, Hunger Games kind of style thing where he drops them into a town and they all have to kill one another. And the winner has to go do an errand for him. And the errand's like opening some hell gate or some shit.
No, that's not good.
And all these demons come out, but their dad comes out and like holds the yellow-eyed demon. And I think they shoot him then.
Yeah.
And he dies. They shoot him with this gun that Samuel Colt, the maker of Colt revolvers, made.
Oh my God.
It can kill anything with a single bullet, but we only got 13 of them. And 6 of them were lost with the original dudes. We only got 5, but you guys spent 3, so we only got really like 2.
So why does it matter that there's 13? Why does that matter?
I don't know, man. Because 13 is a significant number, bruh.
Numbers are cool.
Why does that matter?
It does, man. It's spooky.
Doesn't.
Friday the 13th. Nope. It's spooky.
Nope.
It's a spooky show, Rob. It's a spooky show.
But it's not 13. It's 5. No, 2.
Anyway,
the fuck is left.
Anyway, they got some bullets. They kill this guy. Okay. Dad goes back to hell because he made a deal with this devil so to save his son who was dying at the beginning of season 2.
Made a deal with the devil?
There's always a deal with the devil.
So at the next point, I believe Dean gets taken to hell.
Correct.
And an angel takes him out of hell, or he somehow breaks out of hell with the help of this angel, but he doesn't know about it at the time. But anyway, angel breaks him out of hell.
He
goes back to Sam and they meet the angel and his name's Castiel. And apparently Castiel is like one of the upper echelon angels, like up there with the other archangels, but you just never know about him.
Sure.
in like your real religion, but you know,
he's there. He's Castiel. He's really fucking literal.
Asian from perdition.
He's really literal. Really, really literal.
Bullshit. He's fun.
He starts to learn, you know, humor and sarcasm and fit and shit from them later on, but it happens slowly. So what's next?
Lucifer.
Turns out that
I literally don't know.
Sam is, since he won the battle royale bullshit, he's supposed to be the what's the word I want to
use?
There we go. Thank you, Scott. The vessel for Lucifer. Yep, the Lucifer.
Wait, hold on. I need to pause for 1 second. There's Price is Right live at Foxwoods Casino? How do you play Price is Right live?
No, so we're they record the Price is Right, and you're there in the audience.
Oh, okay. I get
so
that.
So they can be like, hey, you get to be on Price is Right. Come on over here. Answer these couple questions.
You see it live.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's how they have it at Mohegan Sun.
With your eyeballs.
Yep. Drew Carey is there in all his splendor.
Ugh, does he yell Cleveland Rocks?
I don't think he does.
I doubt it. I bet if you pay him a lot of money.
He probably tells you to spay and neuter your animals, though.
What else happened in Supernatural? So Lucifer.
Sam is supposed to be the vessel
Not
for
the
Lucifer.
Devil, but Lucifer.
Like, no, well, he is the devil, yes.
But
yeah.
Okay.
It is Lucifer, but you know, the devil. Anyway. He's supposed to be like the ideal host for Lucifer. So Lucifer wants him, but
okay. He
takes over this other vessel who turns out to be Jacob from Lost. I don't know if you're there yet in your Lost walkthrough. Yep.
Yeah, I'm done.
The guy Jacob, is him. So, that's Lucifer. And then Dean is somehow supposed to be the vessel for Michelangelo or Michael? No, Michael. Yeah, Michael. The Archangel Michael. And he like turns it down. So they get some half brother of theirs that their dad was having like a second family. So whatever, he becomes the vessel for Michael. And then there's a fight and like they crash their car.
Smash, smash, blow up.
They crash their car into Lucifer and Michael and send them into back down to hell or into the box that Lucifer was kept in. But then somehow they get Sam out, but Sam's been tortured inside the box for when he was in there with Lucifer, the devil. So he's a little crazy and he's seeing Lucifer. This is when the internet started calling him Halucifer.
Halucifer.
Which I just thought was so clever and I love that.
The internet is smarter than we give it credit for.
It really is. No. The nerds do some good things.
No.
So Halucifer's there for a little bit and then Castiel is like, shit, Sam, you're seeing Lucifer. I can take him off your hands. And Sam's like, yes, please, and takes him off his hands. And then Castiel goes a little crazy, but he comes back later. Then these things, there's this chick Lilith and she opens like this gate that's closed or some shit and these Leviathan things come out and they like live inside people, but they look like regular people so you can't really tell. And they're really, really hard to kill. I'm skipping a whole bunch of shit.
You're skipping around a lot.
Yeah, because, I don't really remember the whole thing. This is what this is, but every season, it just gets more and more stereotypical. I don't know what happened after season 8, really. I'm sure it was killing more Leviathans.
They went to purgatory.
Someone meets God.
Yeah, God's revealed. It was Chuck from season 5.
It was Chuck the whole fucking time, wasn't it? Yeah.
But he does some fun stuff. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he does some fun stuff. So, I mean, I'm sure it's good ass time. Yeah. See? Did a different one there.
It did.
A good ass time. Yeah.
A good ass time. Yeah. Is that better or lesser than a fun ass time?
Well, think about it. A fun ass time sounds like it's fun for you and for everyone really involved.
I hope so.
Yeah. Think a great game of Cards Against Humanity with like 10 people that you know and you're each reading each other and it's fucking just awful.
Sure.
Everything you're saying is like Hitler loves your mother and
in the butt.
In the butt.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're having a good ass time. Or no, that would be a fun ass time.
That's a fun ass time. So then when does it transfer over or when does it degrade to good ass time?
I mean, when you're not having as much fun, when you're not enjoying it quite as much, it's not a boring ass time.
Okay.
But it's not quite a fun ass time. It's kind of in the middle. It's a good ass time.
This is very important, and I want you to answer honestly. Is there any other layers to the ass scale? Is there anything else I need to know? Like, is fun ass like top, or is there anything above fun ass?
I can't think of anything above fun ass.
Does kick ass fall in? I feel like it wouldn't. I feel like that's
not really.
Is there anything below?
Maybe when I was in middle school, Kick-Ass would have come in, but right. probably not. Yeah.
Is there anything below? What was the low?
Boring ass.
Boring ass time. Is there anything below boring?
Suck ass.
A shitty ass time.
Shitty ass time. Okay, shitty ass time. Here's the reason that I'm wondering. I think we have a poster. I think we have a poster.
Yeah, I think we just did. Yeah. I'm thinking like the threat level poster.
Right.
Like
yeah, no, that's exactly level, what
the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Assland Security.
The Department of Assland Security. The Department of Assland Security.
Fun ass time, good ass time, boring ass time, shitty ass time.
Shitty ass time. Yeah. No,
what kind of a time are you having?
I think
are we having fun yet?
I think we have a poster. I'm not convinced. Also, a shirt.
yeah, maybe a shirt.
We would
some
need
stickers,
a merch
definitely.
Stickers.
Yeah,
we
stickers.
Would need a site for merch for this, as well as.
I like this mental note.
Mental note: the ass time scale.
The ass scale for home ass security. No, shit.
Yeah, whatever. No. Back to Supernatural. A lot of people die. Yeah. A lot of people die.
A lot of people come back.
A lot of people come back. A lot of people die. That's
so death
Supernatural.
Isn't permanent here.
It's really fun, though. You should watch
but
it.
But Death loves nachos in Supernatural.
Season one is such a good, season of television. It's a CW show, or it actually probably started back when it was the WB.
It was WB until season two.
Yep. So it started then and moved into what is now CW.
CW?
It's just one of those other TV shows. It's great.
Underrated. Underrated.
Supernatural. 10 seasons of that are on Netflix for freeze. So go spend your eyeballs.
Hard.
Yeah.
Well,
what did you do last week, guys? Scott?
I babysit my puppy because my parents were in Tahiti and Bora Bora, and I wanted to pet my puppy.
Can I ask a quick follow-up question?
Yes.
Is it babysitting the puppy or is it puppy sitting?
I don't know, really.
Or dog sitting.
It is technically dog sitting as my dog is older than 1 year old, but she is a puppy.
Okay.
She will always be a puppy. She is tiny and cute.
Why are you from Savannah when you say puppy?
Because that's how I say puppy.
From Savannah.
No, technically I'm saying it like Aziz Ansari does in that episode of Parks and Rec when the dog licks Ron Swanson. Okay. In the opening, he's just a cute little puppy, Ron. He just loves you. And then it just licks Ron, and Ron's just like, I'm going to kill the dog.
I haven't seen Parks and Rec yet, but it sounds like Ron Swanson is a fun
man.
He
is the best.
And Aziz Ansari sounds like Aziz Ansari.
Yep.
Yep.
Chicken tendies.
What did you do as far as where the video games are concerned?
I played some Battleborn last night.
No shit.
And then,
how's old BB?
I played some... played some Pokemon, played some Fire Emblem. I did some Mario Kart on my DS and did some laps. I did some Smash Bros.
Were you doing... Oh, you said it was on your DS. Never mind. I was going to ask if you were doing them solo because I have it for the Wii U, Mario Kart 8. Yeah. So.
I was just driving around my DS doing some laps on the good old Yoshi's Beach.
Good old Yoshi's Beach.
Or Yoshi's Island.
Whatever. Those
beach is on the island.
The sweet beach level. I know what you're talking about. Any sweet beach level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Video games?
I played the game of going apple picking with my girlfriend on Saturday.
Is the game of apple picking like Pac-Man?
Do you
walk around the apple orchard going waka 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 and like picking up as many apples and cherries and bananas
Watch
as you can?
Watch out for the ghosts!
I know there's not many cherries and bananas up here in the New England area right now, but there's plenty of apples. That's
there
for sure.
Are raspberries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raspberries.
And crambers.
Waka 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 waka.
Yep. Yep.
And all I'm thinking of is that episode of Scrubs where Kelso is addicted to Pac-Man and like he's just walking around the halls doing
That's
the
like
Pac-Man
season
stuff.
One, isn't it? Or season two?
Season two.
It's
something.
Early, yeah. Good stuff.
Waka 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 waka
waka waka.
Did you so no other games really?
Not really. I'm going to talk about it in the news.
We'll talk about the news, but I have a question about Battleborn. Who would you play as? Did you play as Ernest mostly, or did you play as anybody else?
I'm still trying to level up Ernest.
Okay.
Wait until Kid Ultra comes out, and then in a month's time, I'll have some story DLC to play.
Bullshit.
Is that going to be that Atticus's revenge or whatever
yeah,
shit? Yeah,
Atticus's last stand or
That's
something.
That's what it
whatever
is,
yeah. It's called.
I'll play it again. But give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Ugh.
Also, give me my fucking gold skins.
Yeah, you still don't have them gold skins.
Give me my fucking skins.
You know what you should do since you're not playing it really? Submit a ticket with their support.
Yeah. Connor.
Know what you should do?
They
play.
Should just know it's broken.
They know it's broken.
They listen to this podcast. It's broken. Ticket submitted.
Fix the shit.
If anyone listens to all the podcasts in the world, it's Randy Pitchford's, since he can't let anything go.
True. True. I should put this in the description then, that we talk about Battleborn, and like maybe listen to it.
Scott talks about Battleborn for the 26th time.
Why haven't you fixed my gold skins?
Fix my skins.
Fix them.
Morgan's, give me my skins back.
I will find you.
I had my skins and then you took them away. I want my skins back. Give them back.
Well, if that's all the games and the waka 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 walking your way through the apple orchard. Is it orchard? Am I doing that right?
You're right.
Good. Oh, awesome. And what the fuck did you play, Rob?
I actually played a lot this week. Towards the end of the week, I caught a.
Can I guess why you played a lot this week?
Tell me.
Because you don't really care about going back to No Man's Sky to do that thing that you have to do anymore.
Nope.
So you're kind of ready to just do anything else.
Yep.
Also, he's waiting for you to give him Bioshock.
Well, it's installing right now.
Oddly enough.
Hey! Is it on PS4 or?
No, the X-Bone.
Okay.
One great thing about the new Apple TV is that I can operate my TV. It does not change my source. And I would check to see how the download is doing, but the remote is far enough away that I'm not fucking getting
it. So right now you wish you had A, the Force, B, spider powers,
yes.
So you could flick?
Both?
Or,
both? What's the third one?
Well, the Force would do everything.
What's the third
one? I know the Force would do anything. I was also thinking,
but
like...
But I like the ability to, like, you know, be a little mechanical about it, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking, like,
so
you know,
you
also kind of like teleportation over there, too. Like, think Nightcrawler or, like...
Okay.
Have you seen the not-so-good movie Jumper?
Yeah.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
Underrated for being
is there a,
pretty okay.
Is there a D option?
If you can think of a D option that you would
all
want that to get, okay, cool.
I just like to be
let me
gone.
Choose. Just yeah. Like no, yeah. I don't want to have everything. I'm not asking for immortality. Just you know, right now I don't want to get up and fucking get that remote, but I do want to know how the install is going. So it's a conundrum that I'd like to solve with any of my choice of powers.
I have an E power.
Okay.
The
is it your E penis? Is it anywhere related to that?
No. You can do whatever you want because you have the genie power from the movie or from the television program The Genie. You know, the old one where she,
you know, Jake. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. But you have to do that every time.
Worth it.
Yep. Good.
Worth it.
Awesome.
Give me the remote.
He doesn't have to wear the outfit.
He doesn't have to wear the outfit. No.
Although I kind of want to see him walking to work wearing that outfit.
He has to wear the outfit that the genie wore in Aladdin, because that'll be a tribute to Robin Williams, and it would be wonderful. Also, it would be hilarious.
I'm either just as or more hairy than Robin Williams, so
blue
I will
pants,
absolutely do that.
Blue pants.
No shirt.
Vest.
Oh, he didn't wear it? The little fucking monkey
actually,
wore a vest.
No, did the genie wear a vest?
No,
he didn't. Shit, yeah.
He just wears the pants
band. Yeah.
And the wristlets.
Yeah. Pants and the wristlets.
I gotta get, like, hair that I can, like, I have to man bun it.
Yep.
He's
you
got
do.
A little man bun.
You do.
You'd have to look like some of our previous cohorts at work.
For formal occasions, you can put on a vest like Aladdin, because Aladdin basically wears the same outfit plus the vest
plus
minus
the vest, because
the
he's more formal.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The boss.
I forgot how I wanted to open this podcast, and I want to do it. Congratulations on your AAA baseball championship.
Oh!
I'm sure you were a great asset in that final series as the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Thank you
won
for
the Pacific
for the
Coast League.
For the congratulations. I'd like to point out that the
your
actual
shirt is in the mail.
The actual El Paso Chihuahuas have won the championship. The fictional in the video game Chihuahuas, I don't know what the fuck they did. They probably actually won. If I remember correctly, that year that I got traded, they did win because they traded me probably.
Wait, Scott, did you say the shirt is in the mail?
I found the shirt. It was $24. I'm probably going to buy it.
With shipping or without shipping?
Yeah, probably with shipping.
Oh, dude.
How is it in the mail and you don't know what it costs?
I know. I'm gonna buy it for you.
Did
it's gonna
you
be
lie
a joke.
To me, Scott?
It's gonna be your contact
Did
picture in my phone for the. Not
when
yet.
They listen to this, it's probably gonna be in the mail.
Folks, that's it. He's committed now. I must be wearing a El Paso Chihuahua shirt. It's beautiful. It's fucking red.
El Paso Chihuahua's back-to-back champions. Apparently, they won last year as well.
if you don't see it, public shaming, folks.
Just ring that bell.
And in your head.
Oh, there we go.
Man. Scott,
there we go.
Scott,
David Ortiz.
You did it before I was able to say don't do it. You did the Game of Thrones shame thing. No.
No.
Don't think of that. Just think the Scarlet Letter, where yes. they just draw a giant fucking letter on you and kind of let you do your thing.
The Red Sox game on VPN right now.
Yeah.
And David Ortiz just hit a home run. Fuck you, bird teams.
It's all good.
Sarasota Orioles.
I mean, the birds are great. I love the birds. They do great things.
I was going to say something, but I forget. Keep going.
What have they done for you?
Birds are great. I love birds. I love bird teams. They're the best. You know why I love bird teams the most?
I don't give a shit about the birds and the bird teams or anything like
Scott
that.
Hates
I mean, with the
team.
Video game stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is he done? You done
I
for real?
So. I think so.
I don't know. Sarasota Orioles?
No.
Chihuahuas won. Cool. All right.
Chihuahuas won. That's the best. Woo! So.
Congrats, El Paso.
Connor, I'll let you choose. Should I start with mobile or should I start with console?
You start with console.
All right. So, I didn't play any PS4 this week, to your point of fuck No Man's Sky right now. Like, the more I read, the more I get a little frustrated with the game. It's, and I read an article this week where Sony, the CEO, kind of didn't say nice things about it. Kind of definitely shed the weight and was like, it's their fault they did it, they fucked up, sorry.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But,
I did nothing?
It wasn't our fault.
It was your fault too.
But, give me the full game, give me more things, and maybe I'll come back. Like, I'm not, like, done with it, I don't think, but I'm not interested in doing what I have to do right now. And maybe I'll still have to do it in the end, but, I just don't see the point. So, I ended up watching a little bit of some Let's Plays of 7 Days to Die. And remembered that I wanted to check that game out more. And there was a console release. I don't know how long ago, but there was a console release. It was every time I'd seen it as a PC game. And it was fucking modded out and looked like a hell of a lot of fun. And so downloaded it. Been playing it a lot. Actually, when we're done here tonight, we're going to test something out and experience what Day 7 looks like. The premise of the game is, think Minecraft and then think.
Think Minecraft and then think like any of those survival games that are on kind of Steam Early Access right now.
But too, like, I like their crafting system and the way like things build and like the upgrade system and things like it. There's a little more to it that's, you know, beyond Minecraft. I've enjoyed that aspect of it. Like right now I've just been fortifying a position because the 7 days to die, it's on the seventh day, the seventh night, technically speaking, there is a giant zombie horde.
I just want a horrible software glitch where like, Bigfoot's just walking like in the air, like in this game.
It's a little buggy here and there. Like it's a little, sometimes things will clip through walls. Sometimes it's not the best build ever, but it's a fun little game. And I'm very interested to see. And to be fair, I actually don't know if it's the seventh night. I have tried to avoid any video of seeing like what actually is going to happen. I will tell you that this game has done something that no game has done for a while since like the first Silent Hill game that I ever played.
Yeah.
It scared the shit out of me.
Nice.
I've actually loaded now 3 instances of the game. There's a way you can do just load the standard map and the map is exactly the same. And a little bit of the stuff that I've seen or read online references places, like the best places to go when you first load into that map. And I didn't really want to play it that way. But knowing that there's things around and things I can go get, I kept that standard map. There's also the ability to randomly generate a map. But I don't, like, the risks with that, like, there's airdrops and things, supply drops that come down that could fall underwater. And fuck that, I'm not going to get it. You know, not going to happen. So
I get you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but this is the third instance of the world that I started, because
I'm gonna guess that you keep dying.
Well, here's what happened. The first time, as Connor will refer to it as Bear House.
Bear House.
Bear House.
Hey, Scott, can you guess what happens at Bear House?
A giant, naked, burly gay man shows up, and he invites you inside for drinks. I'm imagining like a fruity mojito.
Unfortunately, it is nothing like that. That sounds like a fucking pleasure cove.
Is it an actual bear?
So what it is...
I've already heard the story, so I know what it is.
It's a... So just like Minecraft, you have to remember to close the doors or put a pressure plate to operate said door. Right now, all I've done is forget to close the door.
Great.
And the bear didn't chase me, but the door was open. I had laid a bedroll, and the bedroll means I get to spawn at that point again. So the bear came in the house and ate me. And then I died.
Is this an actual, like, realistically sized bear?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how it fits through
the
door.
It is a grizzly fucking bear.
How does it fit through the door?
The game's a little buggy.
Okay.
If we're being honest. But he fit through the door. He did just fine. Didn't matter at this point, because once he was in, he was in. So it then allowed me to respawn at my bedroll. So I was like, nah, sure. So I spawned on my bedroll, which guess what was right there? Take a stab in the dark.
Was it a fucking bear?
It was a bear. There was a bear there to beat me to death. So when he killed me again, I had the choice for some reason to spawn at my bedroll. Both times I had the choice to spawn at my bedroll or spawn near my bedroll. So this time I chose spawn near my bedroll. But the fucking bear destroyed my bedroll. So I spawned on the other side of the map. And it was like day 4. And I was like, nope.
That sucks, dude.
Done. Thanks.
The bear was just sitting there with, like, its paws crossed.
Yep.
Just went, hey, I'm a bear.
The second time I had found my first supply drop in my new world, I had everything on me and had not yet built a chest. And at this point, I actually had everything on me to build a forge. And with a forge, I can then start to make steel things, which means I can mine quicker, I can do more things, I can start to build weapons and other things. I can forge things.
Just things?
I got murdered by a fucking zombie while I was mining fucking coal.
Flint coal?
I hadn't... Flint coal. I hadn't laid down a bedroll.
Oh, no.
I fucking turned that shit off. I was like, nope, new world. Done with you. I hate you so much right now. I've been much better in this world. At this point, like, I'm on day 7. There's no, like, if I die, fine. We'll deal with that and it'll suck.
So replace zombie with someone addicted to Oxycontin and you have the state of Kentucky.
Okay.
Or the TV show Justified.
To the state of Kentucky.
I've never been to the state of Justified.
Seen, like, the first episode of the series Justified.
Justified's great.
I can't, I cannot comment.
I should point out, I mentioned it's like Minecraft, but there's zombies. They run during nighttime.
Did you say Minecraft or Minecraft?
Minecraft.
Oh, they said craft.
I probably said it fast.
Minecraft?
Minecraft!
No. Not Minecraft. No, not that. Comfy chair.
It's very comfy.
There's zombies. Like, there's bears, but there's zombies. There's other wildlife too. Bears suck.
There's bears, but there's also zombies.
There's raccoons as well, but also bears.
Bears are the worst.
Have you met any cougars?
They're in there, I think, but I haven't met any. Here's the problem. I have a bow, but I haven't killed anything.
I meant middle-aged older women.
I haven't met any middle-aged.
Yes! We're keeping the joke up.
I have not.
I'm sorry. Have you met any other survivors other than yourself and a reflection?
It's my local world. I'm not on a multiplayer world.
Oh, okay.
Until you get the game, it's not a multiplayer world. I'll probably go into the multiplayer, but I'm afraid going in there now, like, it's like any multiplayer game. It's gonna be cunts.
There's Rick and Daryl and Shane
and Morty.
Morty.
There's gonna
he
be
said
cunts,
Rick, I had to go to Morty.
I want to go in and have fun with people. I don't want them to be cunts.
It's a good joke.
You know what, Rob?
Probably gonna be cunts.
They're probably gonna be cunts. That sucks. Makes me sad.
Yeah. People are awful, but at least they're only as awful as you make them.
That's fair.
Yeah, I guess that's some good life advice to kind of go on, I would say.
If I ever said anything smart, I guess that's it.
That's fair.
Thank you, Scott.
So I've been enjoying that quite a bit. Like I said, tonight we're going to try to see if my old lappy top here can handle some video capture from the old Spox.
Spooks?
We're going to, we promised you.
The old Spooks, the FBI, the Men in Black, man. The Spooks are coming to town.
For those of you who have been listening long enough to know that I've been threatened that I have to play Bioshock, and we're going to, allow it to be
we're going to fucking hurt you if you don't play
it's going to be an enjoyment for everyone, I'm told. supposedly. So
I just want to see if you get scared.
We're going to see if my laptop can handle it or what else we need to do to make this happen. And I realized last night when I couldn't stop playing this game, it's one of those games, like I can't stop playing it. I just lose hours. The other night I played way, way too long. Because even when the world fucked me and it was fucking Bear House, I was like, well, I want to keep playing.
So
I can't stop now.
I can't stop now.
I have a new image for Bear House.
Okay.
It's no longer what I originally stated. I'm going to state that it's now that classic Patrick Swayze movie, Roadhouse.
Okay.
Except with a bear as Patrick Swayze.
Okay. Nobody was baiting in the corner.
And the bear's just yelling, Bear House!
Bear House! Yeah, he's yelling Bear House, but also eating me.
Yeah, that's why he's yelling Bear House. It's his house. Bear House!
Nice and bloody and everything. Oh. Did he bite off any limbs, by the way?
Or I don't
he
know,
just,
I was
he
dead.
Just okay. When you die, it doesn't show you what happens to your body. It just cuts
no,
right to you.
No, it's just like a dark screen.
Yeah.
I will tell you this.
You
I
died.
I fell from, like, here's some of the mechanics that I actually kind of like about the game and the way it plays. I fell from a height that was stupid to fall from. I don't remember if it was my fault. We're going to say it was. And I sprained my ankle. And I just happened to have killed a zombie who had a splint on her. It. Hrit.
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 So I, it was like, if you put a splint on, it will heal faster. I was like, okay. I don't know how long I'm going to have a fucking sprained ankle, but it's healing faster.
I'm just thinking.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
We now present Rob Odell as a sassy black woman.
Okay. love it. Some of those mechanics are really great. Like, Connor, we were in a party chat the other night, went out last night, actually, and the biome changes and things are just like Minecraft. Like, you just walk one time and you're in a fucking icy biome. But your physiology is affected by that. So it was raining before I went into that biome. And because the biome was a winter biome, I then got fucking cold. And then I got goddamn pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Thank God for this pop filter in front of this thing. Otherwise, that would be awful.
Spaghetti.
Buschetti.
Buschetti.
Excuse me?
And the burritos.
Okay.
Although we haven't even gotten to Connor talking about games that he's played yet.
I need to find that YouTube video so I can tell you guys.
We're going to put it in the notes. We actually have to do notes.
Keep going, Rob. Keep going.
But, like, the mechanics there are really nice. Like, so in order to fix that, like, I have to either, like, take off, put on dry clothes, or I have to get near a campfire, or, like, there was a number of things I had to do. When I had at one point I accidentally drank the mechanic to fill up an empty jar to put murky water in it is then to also drink said murky jar. So I accidentally drank a bottle and had diarrhea, which was fun. And the only way to cure the diarrhea was to make a specific drink. And, like, some of those mechanics are pretty interesting. It's fucking annoying right now because I can't find enough food because I can't kill anything.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You said interesting. The other word that you said is the one I would use. Fucking annoying.
But it's not like, it doesn't make it unplayable. It just means you gotta collect things and be smart about it. Where Minecraft, you know, at one point it was just like, give me things, I don't care. With this, like, there's reasons you might need certain things. I don't know. It's entertaining at the moment. It's fun. I can't wait for day 7. Find out what happens.
We're going to see. We're going to find out.
I watched a YouTube. Nope. Other place where things happen. Twitch.
Vimeo?
Twitch.
Daily Motion.
I watched the Twitch.
Gizmodo.
Shut up. I told you. Twitch.
Twitch.
Twitching. This guy was on, like, day 392. He had a lot of things. I appreciated the things that he had done. I didn't learn anything. Because he was on day 392, but,
ooh,
you know,
yeah,
it was interesting. I, like, it's, you know, 7 days that I have, the game doesn't end. You just, you know, every 7 days there's a fucking horde, and I think the horde gets harder, because I think there's different categories of zombies. I haven't seen them yet, but, like,
I gotta wonder, is it the same horde, or is it a different horde every time?
I would imagine it's a different horde. From the sounds of it, every 7 days, like, the thing that I guess I can't say I didn't learn anything from the Twitch. I guess the thing that I did learn is, like, there can be different types. Like, there's climbers, there's spitters, I've seen screamers. Those are fucking annoying.
There's jerks.
They make the most annoying sound.
Jerkers.
You know, they jerkers. There's molesters. There's,
what else? Tanks?
Are there swallowers?
The only tanks I run into are frozen. That's annoying. It's really science.
Elsa?
Frozen Nelson.
Frozen Nelson?
What?
Like from the
You
Simpsons?
Said Frozen, I said Elsa, like the princess from the movie. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But that's pretty much all I played. Still a couple things I need to go back to, but, you know, I won't tell you about that until I go back to them. I did, however, enjoy a little iOS gaming recently with the update.
Hell yeah.
To iOS 10. It's actually been, it's probably the best thing I've seen. Like, I checked my battery usage the other day because my phone's been dying a little bit, and you can check your battery percentage as far as like which app has used it. Messages.
Yeah, messages
is
fucking
Messages is
right
a fucking suck all right now, which I'm not mad about because I'm having fun, so whatever. But
what
still.
What are you doing though?
I am right now solely playing because no one's offered any other option at this point, but that's okay. Battleship. I am playing against a couple of people as far as, I think Connor's actually probably playing his turn right now.
Yeah, I'm doing my turn right this second, actually.
So that it's in the messaging app. Like, I get a little thing that says, Connor played his turn. It's your move, and it's fucking Battleship. I just pick a spot, I fire a thing, and it hopefully blows up his fucking cruiser combo stargazer thing. What?
What are the ships in Battleship?
Aircraft carrier. Holy shit.
Yep.
What is the thing in the title of the game?
Battleships. There's more than battleships. There's frigates, and there's tugboats, and there's other things.
Frigates.
So that's been quite a bit of fun. I was playing a game earlier today where I fucking missed probably 15 times. The person I was playing against sunk almost every one of my ships, and I could not find a single goddamn corner of one. It was annoying me.
Yeah.
And then I found him, but she found my last ship before I could, you know, finish her off. Oh, well. Did you go? Is it my turn again?
Yeah, it's your turn again.
So,
it sounded like Eeyore there at the end.
Connor and I have been playing a game. This is probably the third game. I think you won one. I won one.
Yeah, you fucking creamy the second time. Like, I was still struggling with, like, the fourth ship, and you'd already gotten, like, everything except for the last one.
I feel like sometimes that happens. Like, either you both of you search around until you get down into, like, the last square. Like, the first game we played, I was literally down to my last square, like, that's where your ship was, and you had maybe four left, and you just got, I won't say lucky, you just happened to find the place where my last ship was, and it just, boop, I was like, motherfucker.
You had literally one
spot
left.
It was the
left.
Last spot.
Yeah,
that's where it was.
The only spot that there could be.
Like, that's the thing I've liked about it, is, like, it's, you know, it's fun and entertaining, it's close games, typically they happen fast, like, I think I started playing against you, like, I woke up this morning, took a shower, and I was just sitting on the couch, waiting to go to work, and I just started to play, I was like, if he's up, whatever, because it just sends you a text message.
Oh, I was awake.
You were awake and you just started playing. I was like, great, we're going to blow through this game. Boom. I think on the way to work, I was playing two different games, one with the person in the backseat of the car and then Connor. And it was like I hit a part on the way to work where there's like a crap service for a second and like the message wasn't sending. And I was like, fucking go.
No, I want to go.
Fucking I sent this. I want him to play. Damn it. But no, it's been a lot of fun and I'm still waiting for goddamn Super Mario Run. Give it to me.
Also, I feel like
when's that supposed to come out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just have it set to notify me when
October
it does.
October or something like that.
Fucking give it to me now.
By the way, I feel like I have to say, it's not actually Battleship.
It's true.
It's called Sea Battle.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone, there's an iMessage. There's an iMessage app right now called Game Pigeon. And Game Pigeon has, right now, five different games in it. It has Sea Battle, or Battleship. Like a billiards game, a pool game. That's the same game, by the way. That's not two separate games. A poker game. I'm pretty sure Texas Hold'em, but I'm not 100% on that. I haven't played that one yet. We'll like a Chinese checkers and some kind of word game. And they said there's more coming. So I'm stoked. Yeah. It's really, really fun. I haven't done any game aside from Sea Battle yet, though. So
yeah, I think too, like, I feel like, and not to say that their game is any, like, one that I wouldn't keep playing. Like, I enjoy it. I think that they're, like, they keep it simple and it's good. But I wonder, like, I'm excited to see what else there is.
Yeah.
You know, out there in the world to see what people do.
They're able to do this one. I mean, I'm sure they can do some other fun ones too. Play any other mobile games? Like your other one? Have you played any of the other iMessage games?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just been that since the update. Like, I've been meaning to wipe my phone, and I haven't. Now this is going to keep me doing it longer, because when I wipe it, I'm going to lose the games. It's going to make me mad. Because I'm not going to restore from backup.
Finish the game, and then finish a game. And
like, everybody stop. Move along.
You lose.
Everybody lost.
You lose, I win. Wipe.
Yay! But no, other than that, that's all I've played so far. it's been a, I would call it a pretty productive week compared to what I didn't play the week before. So I'm excited for day 7.
Cool.
I'm glad you get to witness it with me.
I'm pretty stoked to see it too. I want to see what this weird ass Minecraft sounding game with diarrhea and pneumonia is like.
Pneumonia?
Yeah. Diamonia.
And obscene lack of food. I found a fucking cornfield.
Pneumonia.
I couldn't really do anything with
pneumonia.
It.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
No. All right.
Santa Maria. Pneumonia. Yeah. So Connor, what'd you play since Rob's been doing that for a while?
Yeah.
Tell me, Connor.
Well, I played Robin Battleship and
Splayed me.
It was okay. I also played some Connect 4.
It was okay.
I played some Connect 4. Connect 4 is, you know, meh. It's whatever. The other games I haven't really touched yet. I kind of want to play Pool, see what that one's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try that one out. But really just Battleship, a lot of that. Play me. I swear to God, I'll fight you.
I'll fight you.
Fight you. So the next thing that I did was I beat Halo 5, because I think I told you guys I had been playing that a little bit. My friend and I got through most of the campaign missions one day, and then the next day that we played, we beat it. We had like
Smashed it.
To go. Yeah, it was very, very quick. It was very fast. Because we played on normal, we didn't play on heroic or legendary, which I'm fine with because we were able to blow through it that quickly. But at the same time, I like a challenge when I play Halo.
Sure.
Sometimes to the point where I get mad at how challenging it can be.
Okay.
But like legendary, I've spent hours on certain spots in a level and haven't even beaten the level and been like, all right, we've hit a checkpoint. Pause, turn off, we're done for
fuck
the
you.
Day.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Can't do it.
Also, fuck you.
Fuck you, yep. I lone wolfed Halo 4. That sucked. I also lone wolfed legendary Halo Reach, and that sucked even more because there's a section where you jump everywhere. So yeah, I want to do a legendary run through with co-op in Halo 4 because you can do 4-player co-op. So I want to try.
That'll probably be worthwhile.
Yeah,
but
there's an extra achievement to go through legendary lone wolf again. But whatever. I don't think I'm gonna do that anytime soon.
Loser.
Yep. Played a little bit of also Firefight in that, which is like a PvE kind of game. It's a wave-based system, so you drop down and they'll drop in either Covenant enemies or Promethean enemies, and each wave has like a boss. So it could be like, you know, 5 to 7 Banshees. It could be 4 like Ultra Hunters. It could be a grunt inside a crazy mech suit that just dropped down from orbit and he's fucking fighting everybody and being an asshole.
Sure.
I hate those guys.
Fucking guns.
And you can use these requisitions where basically you go to a little terminal and you get these cards in these requisition packs that you attain from beating, like, leveling up and just doing really well. It's a kind of a complicated sounding system, but once you start playing it, it's really easy to understand. Think the card pack system in Titanfall, but for the special weapons that you can get in game, like the Spartan laser or a tank.
Nice.
So I got a tank and I killed a couple of these Ultra Hunters and shit. It was a good time. It was a fun time, but I also played a shitload of Shadow of Mordor. Because
I want to go back to that game.
It's really, really fun to cut off the heads of orcs. And I just got to some like other upgraded stuff, like where I can do that aim
branding.
My bow at somebody and like teleport to them and cut their head off.
Yes.
And then yes, branding. I just got that today where I can go up and just put my hand on someone's head and I get some extra elf shot back, but I also make them like my thrall and they just do whatever I want them to do. They follow me and help me in battle. Most of the time they die, but then you can also brand the chiefs and eventually up to war chiefs. So you just have like all these chiefs working for you. It's a good ass time.
Nice.
It's a good ass time. See?
It's good ass.
It's not fun ass because this is the second time I'm experiencing it. So it's, you know.
Okay.
It's
so
kind of
like.
It's
a little different this time.
Yeah. It's kind of like I know what to do, so I'm going to do it right this time.
Right.
Yeah. I'm getting all the collectibles as I'm going through. I think Gollum in this game is so pointless, and I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, I feel like it was just to do it.
It was just so they could put him in the game. Yep. It's, don't know why.
Is it actually Andy Serkis doing the voice?
I don't know. It sounds like it might be, but then again, you know, as long as you can, people can do good Gollums. It's not that tough, I don't think, for some people to. So, it's just a random Gollum, like, wandering around being like, the Bright Master. You're just like, okay, whatever. I don't have the One Ring. And the character doesn't know about the One Ring. So he's just like, who?
Right.
He's just like, I do not, I know not of what you speak. I didn't make anything like that. Blah, 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 blah. And you're just like, all right, shut up.
Shut up.
But cutting heads off of orcs, branding them, making heads explode, chopping them to pieces. This one guy fucking killed me once. I went back to try to fight him again. Killed me a second time. I went back to fight him again. I killed him. 2 minutes later, he comes back and kills me. Then I kill him two more times. Because these orc chieftains will come back to life if you don't, like, cut their head off or make it explode.
Yeah.
Or burn their body, so...
Right, you have to actually, like, fucking murder them.
As of right now, I have not cut off his head. His body in the little, like, you know, enemy map that they give you is, like, on the ground, splayed out, dead, but his head's not cut off. Like, he's not a pile, like, a grave or, like, a pile of bones, mm-hmm. So I don't know if he's going to stay dead or if he's going to come back. If I remember correctly,
yeah, there's a chance he'll stay dead, or yeah. There's a chance he'll come back and be a, you know, bigger asshole.
No one's filled the void yet, so I don't know, but... I just got to the new area, and I hate the new area so much because whenever you take out a chieftain in the new area, that automatically, like, new chieftains will come in and replace it, and it doesn't stay still like it does in the other area. I don't know.
Yeah, I
like to keep it easy.
That's pretty much where I stopped a little bit on that game. Like, I got to the new area, and I did a little bit, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go do something else.
New area is fun, though, because not only do you get branding, but you get the ability to shadow mount animals like Caragors and Graugs.
Yes.
And with that, you just immediately tame them. You don't need to work around or anything. And then you can jump off. They go around and kill things on their own. You just run around like, I'm going to kill everybody. Woo! But cutting the heads off of orcs, A+.
A+.
Bought Bioshock, installed Bioshock. Haven't played Bioshock yet.
Fair.
Because I've been working on Shadow of Mordor. I'm going to finish it because I'm not too far away from the end of that game. I got to fight a whole bunch of other bosses and do some other dumb bullshit, but eventually that'll finish, and then I'll just jump right into Bioshock.
Sure.
God damn it, I love Bioshock. Oh,
Bioshock!
I can't wait for you to experience it, Rob.
I'm excited.
Yes.
I hope I'm going to like it.
You better.
You better.
You better, you better, you bet.
You better, you better.
Have you ever seen a grown man cry? That might happen, Connor.
I mean, if that's the promise, then shit.
I've seen Grow Man cry.
Might even fake it. Nah,
depends what you choose for the first Bioshock, whether or not you may cry or not. But
can
Infinite.
You guide me a little bit there? Like, don't let me cry. Do I want to cry? Should I cry? Is crying the option?
For Bioshock, if you choose the good ending, it's like a happy cry.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. I can appreciate that.
But Bioshock Infinite is just confusing, but eventually you figure it out, and it's like, that is really sad. Oh, man.
Sad.
Yeah. Has all the DLC, though, so I'm stoked to play some that I never actually touched before. Like, I never played, what's the one, the really good one? Minerva's Den?
Yeah.
Don't make me like I have any idea. I don't know.
Never played that. Yeah, I don't know why I looked at you.
She looked at Scott,
but baseball's
written
on
by
too,
Steve
so.
Gaynor, as I've said many a time.
Ah, yes. So, yeah. Basically what I did.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Watch Supernatural.
Besides played, played against Battleship. It's your turn, by the way.
The best thing is, I'm totally going to start referring to it as Battleships because
Battleships.
That is what it's going to become. It's a poop game.
It's better than stickers. Stickers are cancer.
So, let's talk some news things.
News.
What happened on the news?
South Park, the Fractured But Whole, has been delayed till first quarter 2017.
Of course it has. It doesn't have a date anymore.
Yep. No date anymore. Delayed.
But can I still pre-order like a bitch?
Yeah, you can.
You can definitely still pre-order.
That way you get Stick of Truth, so you can still play Stick of Truth.
Remastered Stick of Truth, too, so you can play it on your current-gen console.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, I want to do that. Like, that's why.
Right.
That's why I want to know.
Shrite. Yeah. You're telling the shroot. Sorry, that was a bad way
Bears.
To say truth. Yeah.
Beats. Battlestar Galactica.
if you're on Instagram and it's before 8:30 on September 20th, 2016, you may be able to see the story that I posted where we're talking about Bears, and then I put the caption, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
That's right.
Yep.
Hey-o.
Insta story. Never used it before, so today's the first time I tried. And
that's great.
Little confusing.
Little confusing. But you tried it. I'm excited to watch it.
I'm gonna hit with the boring news right now. Destiny Rise of Iron comes out tomorrow. I'm just saying that because it's something that's happening in the world of gaming.
You know what also comes out tomorrow? Episode 2 of Batman, a Telltale series.
That's true. I forgot about that.
I do care about that. I give no shit about Destiny. Yep. Someone tried to tell me that it's better now, and I went, fuck you. I don't care.
Did you actually tell this person, fuck you?
Yep. Fuck you. I don't care.
All right. Good.
I was in a mood.
I'm going to play Telltale Batman.
Nice.
I'm gonna solve some crimes and deal with some Arkham people.
When Telltale Batman is speaking in the Batman voice, is it like a Christian Bale, or is it like a... like a Kevin Conroy?
It's modulated.
Oh,
so
okay.
He doesn't quite have his Batman voice yet.
So it's like a Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Good. All right, cool.
It's Troy Baker still speaking as Troy Baker in Troy Baker.
But through a modulator.
Yeah.
I get it.
Another thing that was announced is the Assassin's Creed Ezio collection, where it includes Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Assassin's Creed Revelations. I enjoyed all three of those games.
Yeah, you need to go back and play some of those. Yeah.
Best one, I maintain, Brotherhood.
Brotherhood was very, very good. Stomping around Rome and making as much money as physically possible by making every blacksmith and doctor my personal stores.
Be a patron.
Was the best. Yep. I made so much money that way. Eventually in that game, you don't even need to do anything because you just rake in florins every minute.
Just look at my fancy cape. I'm Italian and have a cape.
Ah, look at me. Ha ha. And then Assassin's Creed Revelations. Look at me. I'm Italian and Turkey. Ha 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 ha.
Ha.
You want some pasta?
Pascari? Turkey pasta.
My sister was hurt.
Pascari?
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway.
The creator of Stanley Parable and the creator of Rick and Morty are getting together and they're making a game.
Yeah. I saw.
That doesn't sound terrible at all.
It looks about as Rick and Morty-esque as you could think.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm not mad about that.
Happy about that. Chris Menson of Blizzard retired.
Oh, what did he do?
He was a 20-year veteran of Blizzard. He was. He worked on Warcraft, the original Warcraft, but helped design and create the lore around Diablo and StarCraft. Two of the biggest franchises Blizzard doesn't really give a shit about anymore.
Enjoy retirement.
Yep. He probably has a lot of money. Thank you, Chris Metzen, for your work in the game industry. I hope you have a good retirement. That's not a slight, too. That's a serious,
I really hope you do.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you did good shit.
Yeah, you did a good job.
You didn't stay past your prime.
You spent 20 years. You got through Diablo 3's auction house. Good job. You made it. You didn't get sucked into World of Warcraft helping with that, so good job.
Good job.
Let's see. The only other thing I really have, because it's the only other thing I really cared about, is I saw the new Resident Evil trailer.
Yeah, we watched that before we started this today.
And it was giving off major Texas Chainsaw Massacre vibes. Wow.
I don't have a problem with that.
It starts off and there's kind of you drive in and it looks like a bayou of Louisiana or Florida or something. And then there's a creepy house in the woods, and some guy who looks like he's a fucking tank out of, a horror movie, comes out of nowhere and captures you, pulls you out of a car, and then you're tied to a chair at a family dinner, and they're trying to feed you some kind of disgusting filth, and the guy ends up, stabbing in the face or something, but it's kind of fucked up.
The whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Real fucked up. I can see, though, from that little playthrough of how much that's going to rely on VR.
Yeah.
I really don't care about VR still.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
Ver is weird. Ver.
Although I appreciate horror games and what they do.
Horror games?
Horror game.
I know, it's funny.
But I want a horror game that is a horror comedy game, much like a Tucker and Dale or The Final Girls.
Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah, Cabin in the Woods is... that as well. I would like to see that and see how people would play with that, because I feel like we get a lot of straight horror, but not a lot of sideways horror.
I feel what's that game series though on Xbox that does that a lot? Dead Rising?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of horror comedy.
Yeah, that's the closest thing.
That's more Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. Yeah, but, you're right. We don't have anything really super horror comedy as, because I don't think anyone's really been able to make that kind of game.
I would love to see like those offbeat, like in movies we have that genre, or TV we have that genre. But in games, it's always like super serious, like you're the savior of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I think we talked about it like a few episodes ago. Like, I wish if we were given side quests, there was an option to just be like, fuck no. You're not cool enough. And just do that.
Yeah, I forget. That was a while back that we talked about that.
But I would love for like those little like comedy moments for like someone to give you like actual unilateral choice and see like the ramifications that happen. Like you come back and be like, well, all my sheep are dead. Thanks for not hurting my sheep.
For me, it's not really quite horror comedy, but it's like sci-fi comedy is Mass Effect. You big stupid jellyfish. Punch him in the face. That was just the, like, after three games of listening to those stupid things. Yes, you should join the Enkindlers. Yes,
My favorite thing was,
hearing him say,
when, shoot, who is the Prothean guy? Javis.
Whatever his name, yeah.
Javik. When he goes up, he's like, really? You guys are important now? I always thought you were like lesser shit that we used to eat. I was like, yeah, that's great. Good job shitting on him.
Love hearing about that shit.
I can't wait. I really hope they inject some more comedy in the games. Cause like, that's like my favorite thing when you're in like an Uncharted game and you're just like, really? More fucking mountains? Thought we got through this shit.
Thought we were through the Hindu Valley already and we were now in Nepal and going to the Shangri-La. Yeah. What the hell's going on? Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, you forgot about Mount Shangri-La. You gotta climb that and then it's inside the volcano.
Like, I would just want one of those moments, like that moment when you open, Far Cry 4, it's like, you can just sit there and then Pagan Min's just like, yeah, fuck it, we're done. Go kill something.
Yeah, exactly.
I want more of those moments in games because they make me happy. Like it would imply that you have some freedom of choice and not just like you're railsy or like you're following a set. Or you can be like, oh, you don't want to do this mission? All right, don't do it. You fucked up something.
Yeah.
Something's broken now, but hey.
What game? Morrowind. Way back when I played Morrowind, that game did that really, really well. Because if you would kill somebody who was like an important member of a different mission, it would tell you by being like, well, you just killed an important character. If you don't revert to another save, you fucking lost some mission. Like, so when I would do my, god mode cheat codes on PC for Morrowind,
yeah,
I went to this place where there's like this guy who rules this city.
You're Anakin and the Younglings, basically.
Basically, yeah. I went to Vivek, where the god Vivek lives in the top floor, and I killed him, and it was like, yeah, you just lost something, dude.
You killed a god.
Should have done that.
Not gonna tell you what you did, but
you see, I killed him, and then I started to run, and I jumped, and I flew for 20 minutes across the map, and landed somewhere random, and went. Jumped again, and basically flew away again.
Did you play Sailing by Sticks?
No, I didn't. I just kind of sat there holding down the shift key and the forward key like, yeah, man, this is amazing. I'm going, it's just clouds everywhere. And then you just come back right down to land. I did debugging mode and I turned all my stats to like, okay, the max in like Skyrim that you can hit, I think, is 100. And at 100 skill level, like, you can do basically anything you want.
Sure.
In Morrowind, I think I set everything to either 1,000 or 10,000.
All right.
So not only did I do it, but I did it.
Not only did I did it.
Not only did I did it.
I am your new god.
Not only did I did it, but I also did it like 10 or 100 times better than you did it before.
Yeah.
I did it better than you ever did it.
Really?
That's a dimadeal.
Really, I wish there was just that one moment in Danny Phantom where they had Doug Dimmadome on there.
Yeah, that'd be actually very funny.
This is Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmadome.
Great, I'm gonna go back to fighting Ghost now. Gonna go back to fighting Skulker. Which really, I'm looking forward to our Halloween episodes of you reviewing Goosebumps and Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I probably won't. Maybe I'll do that.
Some X-Files.
Yeah. I'll talk about how Are You Afraid of the Dark fucking terrified me when I was a kid. Oh, I didn't want to watch it anymore. Yeah. And then I got hurt when I was older and I was stuck on a couch somewhere where it had like old cable TV and it had Are You Afraid of the Dark and I had to watch a lot of it. And I was like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Never mind. I'm good.
Right. This is absolute bullshit.
I'm an adult. Yeah. I'm an adult.
adult.
No, you see, I wasn't
These
an adult.
These stories are horseshit.
It horrified me during some episode when I was like 7 or 8. Yeah. And then I was like, I was in Bermuda when I was 14 years old and I crashed a moped and like fucked up my arm. So I was like in the hotel on the couch, just like, And Are You Afraid of the Dark was on.
And in case
on.
You didn't know, was like, Bermuda was dumb. Stuck in 1994.
Yes, it still probably is, too. If not, it might have hit the year 2000. Y2K just happened.
Oh, God.
Whatever.
I just remember an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark where, like, there was some dude who was, like, stuck in a video game, like, virtual reality, and there was some, like, virus that was trying to, like, plug into his brain and, like, jack his body.
Was it the show Reboot?
No, it was Are You Afraid of the Dark episode.
Oh, okay. For me, the episode that terrified me was it was a train episode. Like, apparently, you'd get sucked into the train and made into a miniature person inside of it, and you're just trapped in there for all eternity.
So the dollhouse syndrome.
Yep, basically.
I think I remember that one.
That fucking terrified me. Creepy. Like, the premise of that in my head, like, being trapped inside of something that you couldn't get out of, and some fucking idiot kid might have it and, like, accidentally throw it away, fucking scared the shit out of me, apparently, when I was 7 or 8.
I was fucking frightened.
Yet Rocco's Modern Life, which if you watch it right now is sad.
Yeah.
So sad. I loved it.
It was a great show.
It was great.
It's really sad.
Than usual.
Yeah. Do you guys hear anything in the news of video games that you care
about? I can't
about?
Close this out because we're watching the game.
I know.
I want to close it out and open up. So, I was thinking about all that stuff. I read something about how Overwatch has managed to build a community thanks to its fans. And all I could think about was, so the difference between Overwatch and Battleborn now is that Overwatch has excessive amounts of pornography about it. Much like anything in the world, once pornography is adopted by it, that becomes the main thing.
What's the Fair. Internet rule about that if it's been
rule
thought
34?
Of? Yeah, rule 34. Rule 34.
Yeah. Rule 36. Gender bet.
Rule... yep. Yes. I'm on Tumblr quite a lot, and I've had my Tumblr since, like, maybe the second year or third year of Tumblr, so...
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you, how does it feel to be a 13-year-old girl?
no, trust me, I'm one of the weirdos who was on there when I was in college, and so now it's just like, why the fuck am I still on this? Oh, that's
it's
right.
A weird place.
Because I hate fucking Facebook. Yep. Twitter sometimes doesn't have what I'm looking for, so I go to Tumblr. And I stay away from all those 13-year-old girls, and I follow the friends that I made when I was 18, made at Tumblr. Or
not
19
say
or
Reddit.
20, whatever it was. Yeah. That's why I did Tumblr instead of Reddit. That was my thing. So, yeah, I see all the gender-bent fucking annoying things. Because I have some tags, and the tags randomly fill up. Like, the worst tag that I have is probably the Transformers tag.
Oh, no.
Now, I have the Transformers tag because Transformers are cool, including the 80s incarnation of the Transformers.
Right.
They fucking rule.
Right.
Hasbro, right down the highway from us, about an hour.
Yep. The... Oh, god damn it. The...
What did I say?
Fan fiction, the fan images that I see on it are basically like robot slash fiction.
Okay.
Where it's like Starscream and Megatron are like in a compromising situation. Like Starscream walked in on Megatron in the shower.
They fucking?
And now what are they going to do? They're going to look very bashful, but
they're fucking?
Probably going to start fucking.
They fucking?
It's
they're
really,
going to get very rusty.
It's really weird.
So and then like, his robot dick and his robot dick?
But then like,
that's
you,
how it works,
you see
right?
other shit too.
It's called
where it's
space
like,
docking, okay?
Where it's like, oh, I took this character from this show and I turned them into an actual human. I took this Transformer and I made them into actual human beings instead. And I drew them in like blah, blah, blah.
That's just porn.
But you can see it's their same features. Like blah, blah, blah.
That's just porn.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, it's cartoon porn.
Sir, it's hentai.
Hentai. But you see, if they didn't draw it in kind of a hentai fashion, would you call it hentai?
It's animated pornography.
But if it was drawn in, like, The Simpsons or Futurama style, would you still call it hentai?
Yeah.
Would you really?
I don't think it's still hentai.
What would you call it, though, at that point?
I think it's just cartoon porn.
Okay. That's why I said cartoon porn, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us, folks, through that.
You're the greatest.
I'm sorry. Well, that's about an hour, then. If you guys don't have any other news that you can think of.
I'm a little distracted by sinking your battleship. I just found what I hope to be your biggest one. That sounded weird. But
you found his battleship?
Yeah, I think I just found your aircraft carrier. Fuck! But I missed the cunt. I'll come back for it.
Well, let's see. Let's see what you got. How much of it
if I found what I think I found, I got half of it.
Suit.
That's the only thing left on your map that should be that big. So.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, you're right.
I found it.
You ain't wrong, that's for sure.
You may be wrong, but you may be right.
Let's see. Let's try there.
Are you going to hit me?
Hey, I hit something.
Hey, while Connor's doing that, I'm going to give another shout-out.
God damn it!
To our boy over at Echo Craft. For one, the music he lovingly provides for us. I feel like we need to change, see if we can change the track a little bit. You know, change it up for him a little bit. I don't know, something. But
something more up-tempo.
I can ask him. He can make something for us.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I feel like we're 26, 27 episodes. You know, maybe spice it up a little, get a little new piece from the Echo Craft man. But he's got a new album out there, A Ribbon in Time. Go check it out. It's on the place where you get the music, Apple Music, Spotify,
SoundCloud.
Since we're about Band to start Camp. Playing BioShock, something BioShock-esque.
It's quite wonderful. I enjoy it as usual. But you should go check it out. Give him some love.
Also, our friend One Mike.
Yes.
One Mike is also a very good artist.
Yes.
And Troubadour. I will promote all my friend's music.
Mikey. Well, I'm promoting that because he provides us with beautiful music.
I'm but promoting also, Mikey because if Mikey wants to give us a track, I'd be super psyched.
We'll see. We'll ask around. So... You can find us at TV Explicit ADV on Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Turn-based Explicit Adventure on Instagram. And we're a page on Facebook.
Just type
that we don't really do much on.
We don't really do too much on. We should.
We just got to link them all together so things just happen everywhere.
Yeah.
Go to where the people
Seriously,
go.
Seriously, someone send us an email.
I want to go where the people go.
I asked last week for something that I should eat.
What'd you get?
And nothing.
Still hungry? Well, you're dead.
Did you eat that Indian food yet? That you
you're at least dead.
For the past like week and a half.
Haven't yet. No, but
speaking of food, Connor, what are we gonna do right now?
No one told me what to eat, so I have no idea what I should have eaten, so I didn't eat.
Connor, what are we gonna do? Go do right now.
I went to Wendy's. I got a Baconator. It was so good.
Nice. What are we gonna do right now?
We're gonna go to the Five Guys.
Fucking Five Guys.
We're gonna go to Five Dudes.
Because Senor Jones is no longer in the equation.
We're gonna go to Eyes Wide Shut. Sorry.
Eyes Wide Shut. Gross.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good.
That's the orgy movie.
Yep. That's what I was hoping for. Yep. Five Guys.
Yep. Yeah, but,
I'm at Connor Fortin, and Connor Carnivore on the Xbox and the PlayStation networks.
Yeah. Xbox, you can find me at, Chief Whitebeard. Instagram, Chief Whitebeard. You know, figure out everything else. PlayStation, which I probably won't be playing for a little bit now that I've gone back over to Xbox for a few minutes. But Yeti Beard, still hate that. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Scott
at SwartzS and Spike31589. I will always be playing on PS4.
Because
if you want, maybe I'll do one of those group plays on the PS4 for Batman one of these days.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We should do that. Yeah. All right, but yep. All you people have a good
can't
people
see,
time.
Can't you see?
Can't you? Oh yeah, all you people, can't you see? Can't you see? Yeah.
How little your love's affecting my reality.
We're back. All right.
Sorry, it was good phrasing.
It was good phrasing. You're right. Yep. Baseball is on the TV, which is why we're kind of baseballing out.
Yep. Cause the Red Sox suck.
No.
Actually, they're birds. Winning right now.
No. Go Birds.
No.
Go Birds.
No.
Yep.
What's a Go-Bird?
The Orioles right
is
now.
Is it like a Go-Bot, but it's a bird instead?
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing that's not going. Orioles fans to any of these games.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, they don't believe.
They don't believe. Well, Orioles suck. Red Sox
they
rule.
No, they don't. They suck my dick.
Did we sweep the Yankees?
Yeah, we did.
We did sweep the Yankees?
After Hanley Ramirez just
hit all
the home runs.
It doesn't mean you
don't
have herpes.
Nope, it just means that the Yankees suck.
Without herpes.
Suck.
Without herpes.
Suck with herpes.
Don't have herpes, though.
I mean,
still probably smell like garbage because of Bronx.
Hey, I live in the Bronx. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, don't be a twat.
I did live in the Bronx for a while. All right, well, everybody, fuck off. What's this like cut out piece of paper bullshit that they're giving?
National
us
League East Standings.
No. I mean, like, I can see what it is and I understand, but why is it on this like cut out piece of paper
because
thing?
Because graphics.
Yeah, exactly.
Because someone had to use their Final Cut Pro training that they got at their Apple Store accreditation.
Here's the thing. Exactly. They fucking bought that goddamn clip art. They got to use it.
Yeah, right. But they have that clip art in the top left-hand corner for their, like, regular. Right.
So I never realized what I wanted until now, but I want Clippy to show up in the middle of a baseball broadcast.
Need any help?
Seems like your pitching staff. Clippy. Seems like your pitching staff's doing shit. Seems like you might need a little bit of help. Might I suggest throwing the slider right here?
Please don't take me apart to poke out your SIM card. No, please don't.
Papa, no. Papa, no.
Please, God, don't hurt me.
It hurts when you bend.
It hurts when I pee.
Wonderful pistachios. Get cracking.
What the fuck is written on the back of your jersey?
Syndergaard.
Nuh-uh.
Sweat.
Sweat.
His nickname is Thor. He was a Blue Jays prospect. And then the Blue Jays traded him away.
I'm just saying it could be the high def. It could be the fact that he's in a high stress position, but he's very sweaty.
Sweaty.
Top of the second.
I feel like at this point I would just sit down on the mound and be like, I'm fucking done.
Connor.
Well, he's out of the inning, man. He made it to the third.
Just once, I want you and I to broadcast live fucking national baseball. I just want that to be fucking 4 hours and
I feel like what we should do is instead just like a fucking riff tracks basically of a movie that we've either seen a lot or have never seen before.
I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of me going, fight, fight, fight. Oh! Did you see what he said? I heard you.
I heard what you said.